We just got to continue to fight the good fight and continue to, you know, make sure our voices are heard and don't shut up about it.
What's up, everyone? Welcome. You have entered the next part of this journey, and this time we're headed to Chi-Town. Real, recognize real. I'm talking about Bulls guard Kobe White. But before we get to that conversation, if you haven't heard from the episode with his coach, Billy Donovan, you can listen or watch what he had to say in that episode. And trust me, he had some incredible insight into what he's learned over the years being a player, then a coach, for him growing up white while learning from his African-American teammates and coaches what it was like for them growing up. He also talked about the Stop Asian Hate movement as well. Go check it out. You won't regret it. You can find the link right here if you're watching YouTube, if you're on Spotify, your Apple Podcasts, if you're listening in. He's a few episodes earlier than this. Click on it, listen to it. Trust me, you won't regret it. Well, one of Donovan's key players heading into this season is a dude by the name of Kobe White. You hear the name, maybe that North Carolina Tar Heel blue and white comes to mind with Kobe's hair moving to and fro up and down the court with that signature hairstyle. Or maybe it's plays like these in the NBA with Chi-Town. Either way, he was a 2019-20 NBA All-Rookie. He's all about being that facilitator on the court. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Kobe White! Let's go. Take it away, Kobe.
I appreciate your time, Kobe. This question's a little bit more off the court related, but you know, in light of what happened in 2020 with social justice issues, Kobe, I don't know if you've been able to see, you know, what's been happening with the Asian American community and being a proud Filipino American myself. How do you think the conversation can continue for the Black community, Asian American community, minority communities? So it's not just a 2020 thing, but it's an everyday thing. What's your thoughts on that, Kobe?
Just to keep raising awareness, man. Don't be quiet about it. Like you said, you know, I like your question. Just, you know, finding ways to keep the voice alive. You know, we did a lot as an organization, you know, as a unit, the NBA. In the bubble, so we just got to continue to fight the good fight and continue to, you know, make sure our voices are heard and don't shut up about it. So I feel like we just got to continue to, you know, on that right path and don't let it die down.
Appreciate it, Kobe.
Yep, no problem.
Woo! Hey, appreciate your time, Kobe. Like I said, real, recognize real. Man, it was a blessing to be able to chop it up with someone like-minded. Recently, he posted on his IG quoting my all-time favorite Bible verse, y'all, Romans 8:28. All things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Kobe captioned, chosen child, only a matter of time. Hashtag FMF, hashtag all things working for my good. Let's go. Real, recognize real. And not only that, it was at the end of this season that came after an unprecedented type season where Kobe captioned, all I can say is that I'm blessed to play the game I love every day. Even though the season didn't have the outcome we hoped for, I'm grateful and trust that God has a plan. Thankful for my support system through all the ups and downs this year. Appreciate my teammates, coaches, staff, the NBA, the entire Bulls organization, my agents, friends, and of course, my family. It was a tough year on different levels for so many people. It's always bigger than ball. Sometimes you have to simply thank God and count your blessings as every day is a gift. The marathon continues. Every day is a gift, and that is so important, especially with and what this whole episode, what this whole series is about. Finding lessons to learn from what was a crazy year for everyone in 2020, carrying on to this year, and mental health has been a huge topic. Breaking news, that's something I'm gonna be talking about in the next series, but man, just to be able to count your blessings every day and be grateful is a practical way of carrying on a healthy mindset to find joy and fight for joy every day in the midst of the lies and the coming that might be coming into your mind, the trials and the difficulties surrounding you and your circumstances, to be centered and to be present and to thank Jesus for the blessings he's given us every day, a roof over our head, my amazing, incredible wife, you know, to be here in Europe, to be, to have a loving family, even though finances might not be what you might want them to be, well, it might not be what I want them to be, even though, you know, through financial difficulties, through struggles, you know, God is in control, and to have that blessing mindset is super important. That grateful mindset, super important. You know, I've started to take a gratitude journal. I know Amber's been taking a gratitude journal, and that's been super helpful in just starting my mindset out the right day when negativity and circumstances of life may try to intrude. Heck no, get out my way. So that's amazing that Kobe's talking about this. And just before that, he also captioned, Lord, please guide our steps. Watch us, cover us, so that every move we make is in alignment with your will, your purpose. Please fill us with your spirit and keep us forever in the present. Hashtag FMF. May we all be focused on the present today, because your presence is a present, my bride's presence is a present, and ultimately God's gift to us all in his son Jesus is the best present of all time, a free gift, and all we gotta do is turn to him. Recognize our wrongs and need for a savior, ask to be part of his team, and he freely gives us that gift even when we don't deserve it. So let me say that again, this is the best present of all time. So how can I not be grateful for another day, another opportunity to be alive so I can be present as I thank God for his presence, as his presence is the best present. So may I mentally be focused, be better, have more clarity and peace to be present. Thank you for listening to this episode. More to come. In the meantime, be present. I was just present with you. Hope you were present with me. Drop the mic, but I still gotta catch it. Hey, hope you enjoyed this one. Let go, let God, let's go. All day, every day.